The CEO of the Irish Immigrant Council, Brian Killoran, has spoken of the panic being experienced by Ukrainian representatives in Ireland over cabinet plans to reduce payments to people in protected accommodation. He says there's been a lot of confusion, a lot of disappointment, and the most striking word I've seen from one of the Ukrainian representatives is that we work with is panic. The panic that's spreading throughout the Ukrainian community in Ireland today. And this comes after the state has announced that a plan has been signed off and that will see around 27,000 Ukrainian refugees who benefit from the temporary protection having reduced payments within 3 months. Ministers signed off on the plan brought by Taoiseach Simon Harris, Minister for Social Protection Heather Humphreys, Minister for Integration Roderick Gorman and Minister for Justice Helen McEntee. The reduced payments will apply to Ukrainians who do not work and live in what is termed state-provided serviced accommodations such as a hotel where meals are provided. It will not apply to Ukrainians living in what's termed pledged accommodation, such as people living in homes which have been leased to the state. It will also not apply to Ukrainians who live in state-provided accommodation that is not serviced, such as converted school buildings. Last December, the government reduced payments to new arrivals from March from €232 a week to €38.80 a week. Now, the lower payment will become the baseline for all Ukrainians in search circumstances. And the Immigrant Council of Ireland are not the only ones who are raising concern in relation to this one. The Ukrainian ambassador to Ireland has said she's concerned about proposed changes to the welfare rates for some refugees now living in Ireland. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we have Natalia Krasnikova, who is running as a candidate in the Killarney local electoral area. Natalia, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning. Nice to hear you. Thank you for inviting.
What's your view, I suppose? What's the reaction amongst members of your community in Kerry to this news?
People are shocked, people disappointed, and people are really scary because this decision, the most vulnerable groups suffer from. I try to explain, like, for example, we have young mom with small children. They can't go to work. And we also have old people, people with disability. They can't work and they can't earn money. It means this decision pushed them to return in Ukraine in a war zone or push them to the poverty, because people who live in a hotel they pay €70 per week for a meal, and if they will receive €38 per week, it means people won't have money even for meal, and it's really a really disappointing situation.
Some people who stay in hotels would contribute towards their food. They pay they don't get everything for the meals, and laundry for free. They have to pay €70. Is that in all hotels?
All hotels have payments since January 2023.
Okay.
All people who live in a hotel, they pay for food. Yeah. And it's absolutely difficult situation for people who have to pay every week €70 if they will receive 38, and especially if they are young moms, pensioners, for example, or people with disability and old people. It means that these people have nothing to do, just return to Ukraine or go for poverty.
Just on that point, Natalia, and we'll get to the rest of it. Just on that point, the details are still coming out on this. What my understanding is the reducer payments will apply to Ukrainians who do not work and live in what's termed state-provided service accommodation, such as a hotel where meals are provided. So I would take that from the government side, and I may be wrong about this, is that meals are provided for without any payment, that you just get your meals, you don't pay anything. So we'll try and clarify that in relation to whether your understanding is that at the moment the reduced payments will come for people who have to pay the €70 for their meals.
Yeah. You know, Ukrainians, let me remind, please, 50% Ukrainians here in Ireland, it's a well-educated people, and they will be happy to work and earn and pay taxes and not ask social benefits from government. They will be happy, but they meet some barriers like English. People should have a short time to study English. We have problem with recognition of our diploma, and all these barriers, they don't allow people to go to the work right now. Despite of this situation, 50% Ukrainians are working now. But you know, like me, that Killarney and Kerry, it's a touristic area. And people usually work in the summer during the season. And in the winter, when all hotel and restaurant close, people sitting without work. And they also ask about social benefits. And I think it's a sharp decision, could destroy many Ukrainian dreams about to survive. And people have nothing to eat and they have to return in Ukraine. And I think we need a long or midterm strategy to help people recognize diploma, to help people study English, to help them, and we actually do it now, to organize them a workplace and help them with finding the job, and just after these steps, cut social welfare, but not for all people. Just be careful and understand that vulnerable group, they can't work. Not because they don't want, they can't, really can't. If young mom have, for example, I have a lot of people, I meet a lot of people every day, and I have some friends, for example, if someone have 2 children, 3 and 4 years old, they can't go to work right now for full day to earn money and pay for meal and pay taxes and pay for all bills. It's really a difficult situation.
Do you think this will lead to some Ukrainians returning to Ukraine?
If situation won't change, I think people have to return because they have no money, they have no pay for food, even for food. And let me remind that in Ukraine, war is going on. And now we have 18% to occupy the territory. I meet with people during my conversation with people who lost their properties. They have no place to return. They have place to return in Ukraine because this territory is occupied. Some people, buildings are absolutely destroyed. And this decision is really anxious for Ukrainian people here.
Yeah, especially how much of a concern is it given the situation with regards to continuation of the war and the intensification over the last couple of weeks in particular of the Russian attacks in the east of the country?
Yeah, while we are talking with you, Ukrainian army continue forcing to the Kharkiv. It's the second biggest city in Ukraine, and people are really scared about this. And aggression is continuing, and we lost territory, we lost our villages and cities. And I don't know when the end of this war. Unfortunately, I know you are tired, we are tired, all people tired from this situation. And Ukrainians just know that Ukrainians are ready to work, and we don't want sitting and receiving social benefits. We are ready to work. If we could overcome some barriers like English, recognized diploma, and help with a job, we can work, we can earn, and we can pay taxes. And we don't need social welfare all time. We need some help from government, and we actually receive a lot of help. But this decision should be like long-term strategy. It could be like really wise decision.
Natalia, what do you say to those, and some people are texting in and commenting on this, saying, look, you know, and someone might say that the Irish government has given a huge help and huge support over the last 2 years. 100,000 Ukrainian refugees provided for. There are 3,000 Ukrainians living in accommodation or living in Kerry, really, a high number that's come into here, that, you know, the Irish government can't continue forever as long as the war goes on to provide the same levels of financial aid. What's your response to that?
I think all Ukrainians are really grateful to Ireland and Irish community for this help. we are safe and we are survive because of your gratitude, because of your support and your help. And yeah, I and my Ukrainian community, we are really appreciate this help.
Do you think this is a sign that the government has changed its policy on it, on Ukrainians and the level of help that you're getting? Are you concerned about the direction of travel, shall we say, on this, as there's around 7,000 Ukrainians in Kerry?
I don't know. I expect and I will, I do all to change this decision. And I will do all my best to change this decision, to explain, to write letters, to advocate Ukrainian interests, because it's really important for people.
Okay, Natalia, what would you say to those who would say, look, the Irish government will be giving the same allowances now as the other EU countries, and that people are managing and surviving in those countries?
Excuse me, could you repeat, please, the question?
What would you say to and it's, there's a similar situation going on in regards to economic migrants or other people claiming asylum in this country, that the Irish government is looking to go bring things into line in terms of allowances and payments with other countries that are providing for Ukrainian refugees, that this isn't, this won't be any less than it's being offered elsewhere where Ukrainians are sheltering from the war?
Yeah, I understand, and I think the it's about equality, but we need to understand different vulnerable groups and care about all people as well.
And that's your concern when it comes to trying to understand what's happening here and what's going on here and what's likely to happen in future. Do you think, Natalia, just on the wider level, and you obviously are making your own decision, I know your daughter returned to Ukraine to go to university, you're obviously worried about that because there are still regular attacks, missile and ballistic attacks to cities all over Ukraine and infrastructure from the Russian side. But do you think that this will force people to make a decision or a choice about where their futures lay? That it will force people to try and leave state-sponsored accommodation here, to try and set up a future here in Ireland, either to work or to provide for themselves, or that some will, as we talked about, be forced to return to an uncertain situation in Ukraine?
I think some people could return. Some people try to find a job and stay here. I saw a survey from Ukrainian Action Organization in February, and 50% Ukrainians already stay in Ireland and work in Ireland and work business, organize business, and they want to stay here for a long time as a part of society and work for Irish economics. But desire and reality, it's absolutely different things. And I think all people try to find education, try to find a job, try to study English. Not all people can do it. And I think this decision, it's for vulnerable groups, could be really difficult. And if they couldn't find the answer of this question, how to survive in Ireland, they will return in Ukraine. I expect that some people could return, and it's young moms, it's people with disabilities, and people who could work, who could organize businesses, they will fighting for their life here, and they will bring to economics many positive changes, I think. But we just need to overcome some barriers, like English and recognized diploma, and people are ready to work, and 50% already working.
Okay, Natalia, how concerned are you about the situation that seems to be changing by the day near Kharkiv? I know President Zelensky has cancelled trips to Spain and Portugal because of the renewed fighting, and the situation in Kharkiv is being described as very, very concerning and very, very worrying, that the situation is described even as dire in Kharkiv.
It's my pain as well, because every hour we check the news, and we are, you know, I feel myself like I'm in Ukraine in this situation, because I check all news and I'm involved in this situation online. You know, we can read, we can see all pictures, all video, and it's absolutely scary and for me, and I don't know. I have no work, and I feel my that I have no power to change the situation.
Sure, I understand. Look, Natalia, finally and briefly, look, tell me a little bit finally about your decision to run in the local election in the Killarney Municipal District, what you're hoping to achieve if you are elected.
I meet a lot of people, and I think we have common problems, not just Ukrainian community, a local community. It's like housing, it's like resolving different issues with employment and creating new businesses. And I would like to organize something like mentoring hub for different people to help them organize our own businesses. And for Ukrainian community, I would like to be a Ukrainian voice in Kerry County Council, and also advocate Ukrainian question. Because we have, as you mentioned, near 10,000 Ukrainians here in Kerry, and we have no one to represent this community in county council level.
Okay. All right. Listen, Natalia, we'll leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the program this morning, giving us your view in relation to that.